Viewer's discretion is advised.
Queens of New York podcast, live on the Evening Rush Network. Real, raw, and uncut Queens.
It's Monday.
Yes, it is. It is Monday. Happy Monday, everybody.
There was a 4-day weekend.
Ooh, it was four. I had
some people, not everybody. Some people had to go to work on Friday, and I feel bad for them. I'm sorry, my bad. But for majority of the people, they had a 4-day weekend, right? But yeah. Baby, did them 4 days feel like it was two, or was it just me?
It felt like I went to sleep on Wednesday and woke up, and it was Monday. That's what it's like.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what
I mean. Mondays, I'm always tired. I don't know why, because I'm like my schedule. I don't work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and usually Tuesdays. But I decided to go to work on. Hey, Facebook user, I don't know exactly who you are, but hey, how you doing? So I usually have a 5-day weekend. Yeah, 5 days, because I usually only work 2 days. But now I'm working 3 days, so I usually always have a 4-day weekend, right? But this ain't it.
I don't know. Looking like, did she just say she only work like 3 days?
Yeah, I only work 3 days a week, y'all. I do whatever the hell else I want to do for the rest of the week. I mean, it's not like I don't always just sit home and twiddle my thumbs, but for the most part, that's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. I don't always get to do but that's what I like to do.
Nice.
Sit home, watch a little TV or whatever. But Thanksgiving. It felt like it came and went the day came and then it was Monday.
Yep.
Right?
That's what it felt like.
Okay, so two of us feel the same way. I wonder if anybody else feels that way. Because, baby, I'm over it.
It was very much of that. Because I noticed that like Wednesday night. I was like, damn, I got off early and I'm sitting up here like, where did the other half of my day go? Like, what happened? Because it just went fast. And I was like, I got off of work at 12. What the hell did I do?
It was Let me tell you something. When you at work, it takes forever for the day to go, right? But the minute you get off, you be like, so it's already 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Except that daylight saving time. When that first happened, I was like, is it not midnight yet? It was 7:30.
Ooh.
I thought it was midnight. It was dark. It was pitch ass black outside. I was like, it's midnight outside, right, y'all?
Yeah. Yeah. It be them hard moments that you realize and you were like, and then you look outside, like, don't take a nap on that day or the day after. Don't take a nap because you wake up and it's dark and you think you done overslept and it's early the next morning and it's not the next morning. Yeah.
And then that starts your seasonal depression because you know when it gets dark outside, you just be like, oh, Lord, it's dark outside for no reason. You just get depressed just looking out the window like, damn. I remember summertime, it was 9 o'clock, it was still light outside. Now it's 4:30 and it's pitch ass black.
Yeah. And seasonal depression is real. Some people may not feel like it. But that's a real thing.
When I get off work and it's dark outside, I don't want to do anything. I just want to get straight home, get the hell out the car, get in the house. Summertime, yeah. I'll stop. I'll do grocery shopping. I'll get ice cream. I'll do all of this shit in the summertime. When the time comes, I got to go through the drive-thru no matter what it is. I'm not, if I want food and it ain't got a drive-thru, count me out.
I feel you on that.
Because I don't want to get out the car.
Yeah, it's just sometimes you don't want to get out the car and you be like, you know what, I want some. Oh, they ain't got no drive-thru.
It's like two, Wintertime is too much of a hassle to get out your warm car to walk in the cold to go into a place that may not have no heat either, then to wait for your food. And if you ain't got a drive through in the wintertime, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going, I can't help you. I'm not coming through your establishment.
No,
Unless
ain't
it's a
even
grocery
trying.
store. That's it. That's it. About the only place. Chipotle might be out for me too, because they ain't got no damn drive through. So I don't know.
Wow.
And I love
Yeah,
me some Chipotle, but in the wintertime,
they
it's not finna
don't.
happen.
I wonder why they don't go.
It ain't
I
like
mean,
it
that's
takes them
the
for it's not like it takes them forever to make your food. I could go to
exactly.
Chipotle
So,
with and take my order. I'm gonna make a Chipotle with a drive-thru. That's my next venture.
I'm gonna need them to do that for real. Because I was
See?
just thinking about it. I haven't had it in a while, but now for some reason they're building a lot of them here. And I was just there. I was like, damn, they really ain't got no drive through. And they didn't build a lot of new ones. I'm like, what the hell, y'all didn't build them with a
Yeah,
drive through?
it's like certain places just don't have a drive-thru. You'd be like, why? Just
Yeah,
take
that
an
makes
order
no
through the
sense
drive.
to me.
I'm lazy.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
Shit,
But sometimes
I
my
can put in a
sister.
mobile order. Tell me to do a mobile order and I can pick it up at the drive-thru.
Ooh,
I'll do it.
that part, because you know sometimes your feet just hurt and you just don't want to.
You just don't want, after working all damn day, you don't want to have to get out your car to go get no food. You just want to
No.
go through the drive-thru, keep it pushing, and then get in the house. That's the only time you want to have to get out your car is when it's time to go in the house.
Or if I can have it delivered, that's even better, but I'm still a little skeptical.
So I've had Chipotle delivered to me several times, and for some strange reason, when you get a salad, they never send the vinaigrette through delivery. I'm whatever, Dawn. Chipotle ain't nasty. Whatever. You must not, you just ain't getting the right thing. Cause the first time I had Chipotle, I thought it was nasty too. That's because I got a burrito and I'm like, why would I do that? I don't even like burritos. I don't even want that. I had like onions and I don't want rice. I don't want that. That's not what I want. That's not how I want my Mexican food to be. I don't want rice. You just have to know what you like when you go there. The food ain't
When you
nasty.
go
You just
there.
gotta, you just have to get what you like. You have to figure it
Definitely,
out.
definitely, definitely gotta figure it out. Yeah. Because I
And
know
I
some
figured
people,
out that.
they only eat the same thing every time they go. So it's like they get the little brisket thing, burrito thing. They don't like nothing else. So it's like you definitely gotta
It's
know
flame
what you like.
broiled, not burnt. Dawn
He
said the food
said
be
burnt.
burnt.
You know what? I'm a little worried about him.
It's not burnt, it's just flame broiled.
Yeah.
You like Burger King? Because that's how Burger King tastes to me. It
I've
don't taste
never liked
flame
that.
broiled, it tastes like smoke.
Yeah, I've never liked that taste. God, I've never liked that
It
taste.
doesn't taste to me like charcoal, it tastes like smoke. I don't want my food tasting like smoke.
Not
Flame
flame burn.
burnt.
Okay, I might have to ride with him on that because I know as a kid, oh, my
No,
stepdad loved.
I think he talking about Chipotle, not
He
Burger
probably
King.
is, but that Burger King give me memories. My
I don't
stepdad
like
was
it.
very cheap. So that 99 cents was up his damn alley. And I think we ate that crap every damn week. That was the nastiest ass burger.
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. It's not for me. It's n I guess it's an acquired taste and I don't acquire it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That's one. Even in my adult life.
Speaking on food, what was Thanksgiving food like for you?
Ooh, Thanksgiving food was it was a whole different piece of heaven. Like we didn't have to do a lot. It was very low profile,
Good.
very smooth. It was not stressful at all.
Good,
So
because
even
where I
my
went, it
best
was very stressful. So tell me about your
no.
low profile, and then I'll tell you about my high profile.
Me and my bestie decided to do Thanksgiving together this year. So she made a brisket. She had did
Nice and
this
juicy.
melted in my mouth.
I wish I could have, y'all could have, I wish I would have mailed me some. Look.
Yes, the brisket was on point. We had a lemon pepper turkey, which was really good.
That sound tasty.
It was good. I was like, okay, bestie.
Because turkey's usually dry.
Yeah.
But it's like you get all of that lemon pepper and you just drizzle it on there.
That's one thing I cannot do. I don't want no meat dry. Like, I don't want.
Oh, I thought you said a fried turkey. I was about to say, you got to make sure you got some peanut oil and a big ass drum in the backyard. Yeah, you can't do, don't do this in the house because you might burn your house down.
That too. And definitely we got to make sure the turkey is defrosted before you put that in there.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want water and grease mixing. You definitely have a fucking fire.
A whole fire. Sean, look here. Is some people around here still making dry ass turkey?
Let me tell you something. It's not the fact of making a dry turkey. Turkey meat itself, like once you cook it, if you don't baste it enough, it's just dry. Turkeys are not, they're not as juicy as chickens and whatnot. They just not.
Yeah, you gotta make that meat moist. You gotta make sure it's all good right there.
That sounds like something else, but go on, girl.
And you gotta be in the right juices. Inject that turkey. Do whatever you got, but don't serve no
get
dry.
Get it.
Yeah, no dry ass meat.
That so y'all had lemon pepper turkey brisket. What else?
I made the baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad. We had green beans, rolls, and we was good with that. Like, oh, and I made gravy. We didn't want all that. We was good with that. We had a cake. Big ass Oreo cake, and we had a sweet potato pie. We was good, and we ate about 2-3 times off that, and we still had some food left. And I was like, we didn't want all that leftover. But
yeah, first of all, you don't want a whole bunch of leftovers because let me tell you something. You can eat that about 2 days after, and after that, it's just like I don't want to see it no more.
I ain't eating it that long. I can't eat it that long. I'd be like, my test buds be like, we didn't check that.
Well, time I won't. Well, this year, my mother, not that my mother didn't cook any other year, but this year my mother cooked and dinner. It was more like breakfast for us because she cooked and she cooked. It's an early thing, so at like 10 a.m. I was eating. Right, so. That was easy. My mother made turkey wings. She made crock pot. She made turkey wings in a crock pot. They were so good. She made some fried turkey wings. She made mac and cheese, candy ends, collard greens. We had cornbread. What else did she make? I think that's about all she made. We had like a sweet potato pie my sister made, a lemon cake from scratch, things of that nature, whatever. But then my best friend, yes, Thanksgiving at 10 a.m. Let me tell you something. If my grandmother was still alive, food would have been ready by 8. She got up. She worked. That. First of all, she cooked. She started cooking the day before. And she always woke up at 4 a.m. anyway. That's because she used to work in Jersey and would have to be to work at like 6 o'clock. So she was always up at 4 every morning. So at 4 o'clock, she would start cooking. So we always eat early in this house. It's just something that always happens. By noon, we're probably on our second plate. That's just how it is in this house.
Yeah.
But my best friend told me that she was having Thanksgiving. All right. So I'm thinking, I'm not thinking it's about to be too much of nothing. I'm like, okay, she's going to have a couple of people over. No, her man, both sides of the family, everybody's there. She cooked a whole bunch of shit. Everybody bought a bunch of shit. There was so much fucking food. People were taking full trays of stuff home. There was so much food. They had turkey wings. They had chicken, baked chicken, fried chicken. They had a ham, two hams, actually. They had pineal. They had lasagna. They had fried shrimp, fried chicken. I mean, fried fish. The steak. Somebody bought steak. I was like, what the fuck? Oxtails. What? It was so much food. Potato salad, macaroni salad, collard greens, string beans, sweet potatoes. It was everything that you could think of, I believe, was there. And desserts upon desserts upon desserts. When they first started, God was like, whatever you brought, if ain't nobody, if everybody didn't eat it all, take it home with you. Take it home with you. It was because
that sound like a lot. Yeah, that sound like
so
a lot.
So much, because it was like 6 pans of mac and cheese. Girl, when I tell you, there was so much food, and it was like 2 of everything, and I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, I guess you was at the wrong house, Facebook user.
Because I mean,
both of their families came, but it was still so much food. And it was like, I don't know, it was just too much food. Too much food. Too much food.
And
the whole thing is, you would think like, oh, well, this not going to take a day. Everything was good. Everything was good. My friend, she made turkey wings, and she made honey jerk turkey wings. Them shits was so good, baby. I'm about to buy some turkey wings, take them to her house, and say, you're going to have to make some more.
That's what's
so good. It was so good. She made some red rice. That was good. Somebody made some collard greens, and you know you can't eat everybody's collard greens. But them suckers was good. The mac and cheese was good. Everything I had on my plate was good. My best friend made deviled eggs. I don't even eat deviled eggs, but I had one of those. Them suckers was good. I don't know. It was just so much fucking food. Like, I was looking at the food. I was like, who's gonna eat all this? And people, like, everyone had food, and everyone took plates, and there was still food left. It was so much food, they were just throwing food away. Because, you know, you can't even take it to shelters or pantries, because if it's already prepared, they're not going to take it. Which is weird to me. I get it, people have allergies or whatever, but...
Yeah. And I would have made some plates together and went and passed them plates out to some of the homeless people on the street and called it a day.
Could have did that.
Definitely.
I was like, I'm not doing all that. It was way too much food. Way too much food. But it was all good. I had me some steak. I had me a little bit of everything. I was like, oh yeah, this is it. Yeah. She's like, never again. But she was like, never, never again.
That was a good variety, and if you said everything was good, that means people can cook. I was around some
food. Yeah, but like she said never again, because it's just such a hassle when you're hosting. So you do a lot of the cooking simply because you're hosting, right? But it's just the hassle of actually having to do it. Have all these people. It wasn't in her, like she lives in a luxury apartment building, and they have it's not a community center, a little room, a little party room, a little event space. Okay, yeah. They got like chairs and a stove and a refrigerator and all of this jazz. So we was in there, whatever. But it's just like having all of these people and catering to all these people. And you gotta do this. I was like, yeah, girl. I said, because I'll be moving. So I said, okay, next year we can have Thanksgiving at my place. I think I changed my mind. Oh, I'm gonna be like them. You're gonna have to bring a dish, because I'm not doing all that cooking. I'm not.
Ma'am.
I'm gonna cook something, but I'm not doing all that cooking. So y'all better want, first of all, my man doesn't eat ham. He doesn't eat pork or beef. Anything.
Okay. My mother goes,
well, I know you better have a ham though. I said, I'll get a ham. The ham is already cooked. All I gotta do is warm the bitch up and put a little brown sugar and some damn pineapple juice on it. I'm fine with that.
Okay. At least you won't do that. Okay. At least you
won't do that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but no, it's a staple in this house. If you ain't got if there's no ham, this ain't Thanksgiving or Christmas.
So y'all don't switch up, like do a different theme or anything for the house?
No, like this year we didn't have a turkey. We had turkey wings and a Cornish game hen. But ham is a must.
Gotcha.
We gotta have a ham.
Gotcha. We were like that until some years back, and we started staying on the ham. That shit there will raise your frick a roof, your blood pressure. Yeah.
I mean, well, that's the only time like we eat ham. It's Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like anything in the rest of the year, we're not even thinking about ham. We don't even eat pork that much. Like I'll have a pork chop here and there, but we don't make mainly our diet consists of chicken. chicken.
Yeah, and chicken. Yeah. That's true. That I feel that. Cause that's something I don't buy anymore. Is I don't do a ham. Cause I'm like, I'll be sick as a dog if I eat that damn ham.
Yeah, that would be him. Yeah. No, me. They were like, well, what don't you eat? I'll eat anything. My mother made hog maws. I'm not about to eat those pigs. What is it? Pig intestines, pig ass, pig stomach, whatever it is. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Hard pass.
What? Maws? That's what black people call maws and chitlins. My mama loved those. I absolutely hate them. I ain't never even tasted them. I have no idea what they taste like, but the way them shit smell, I will never. Don, you can have your hog moths, whatever you want to call them. You can have them shit. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I can't do the hog moth. I used to eat chitlins. But I hate
I'm not a Southern girl.
Mixed hog mog into the chitlins.
No. Well, my grandmother used to make both. Like when she was alive, she would make hog mogs and chitlins. And my mother and my aunt used to love them shits. But chitlins, you have to clean them very well because it's intestines. So you gotta get
very well.
You gotta clean those good.
If my mom made
my mother said mog is the stomach.
Pig's ear.
Hey. Yeah, I don't know about no goddamn pig's ears. I ain't never had nobody eat no goddamn pig ears.
No.
Don sound like he is from the goddamn backwoods part of the country.
Mm-hmm. He said
See, my grandmother's from South Carolina. So she grew up eating chitlins and hog maws and all that. So that's how she raised her children. Now when it came to my mama's kids, my cousin eats hog maws. My mama's kids, it's a no for us. It's a hard pass for me and my sister. More so my sister than me. I think that I would, like, if it came down to life or death, I would actually try it. My sister be like, just kill me.
Like, I'll die. I'm good. I will die.
Just take my life. I don't want it.
It is the end of the world. I will die. Yeah, no. I've definitely could say I've evolved.
There's just certain things like chicken livers, chicken gizzards. I'm not eating that. I'm not doing it.
Nope.
It's a no for me.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
I don't want organs. Just give me the muscles, the breast, the thigh, the leg, the wing on a pig. Yes. I don't know what it's called on a pig. Like what part? I guess the shoulder. Give me a pork shoulder. I don't know what part they consider the ass. I don't know. Just not the whole. I'll take a cheek, not the asshole. I don't want organs. I don't want chicken livers. I don't want beef livers. I don't want a liver, a spleen. I don't want none of that.
I don't want that either.
Facebook user said, I love chitlins with hot sauce and cornbread. I'm with you on the cornbread. I'll even try some hot sauce, but you can have the chitlins by yourself. It's a hard pass for me, Your Honor.
Literally, you can have them by yourself. That was one of them once in a day, back in the days. You know, they say once you know better, you do better.
I ain't never, like, I don't, once they told me what the hell it was, I just said no, thank you. It's a pig intestines. No. It's the pig stomach. I don't want that. No, thank you. So, no for me. Oh, that, CW, you eating chitlins and hot sauce and you from the country. That's some country shit.
They say that's good eating, though.
No, it's not. That's the shit they used to give the slaves. They used to give them the leftovers, whatever was left over. And
Hey.
black people just know how to do is they know how to make do with what they get. I don't care about trying it before. Yes, I'm gonna knock it before I try it because I can't even stomach the smell of it, let alone it tr me trying to ingest it. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm past that in life. I'm sorry, I ain't gonna be able to
No.
do it. I'd be laying on the floor somewhere if I eat some pork. So that's a hard pass for me. But back in the
Well,
day, I did use to eat chitlins. I hated that hog maw and the chitlins. Only my daddy did that crap for some unknown damn reason.
no, I'm not like I told you. I'll eat pork, but I just it's I'm not. I can't eat organs. Like you told me it was an organ part. It wasn't a muscle. I can't get with it. No. Oh, Oh no. So it's a no for me. When they was like, "Yeah," I'd be like, "What part of the pig is that?" They said intestines. I said, "Count me out. Count me out." So what is it like a salt and vinegar type? You like yours pickled? He likes pickled. He say, "I love mine with vinegar, salt, and pepper." Yeah, you might as well. That sounds like a pickled. You like pickled pig feet, the ones that be in the jar. That sounds disgusting. I don't like
That
it.
says invite my blood pressure to go up because it's already seasoned and it's
Oh,
pork
he
and
said
you're gonna add salt.
he stopped eating pork. Good.
Oh, because the way that way, boy, say they got
I
an
get. I mean,
emergency room on it.
I'm not gonna sit here and say I stopped eating pork because I do like a occasional pork chop, and I'm never gonna stop eating pork bacon. I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, if I had to give up pork, I could, but if I had to give up pork bacon, there's no way. I'm not eating turkey bacon. It doesn't look the same, and I can't see it tasting the same, so it's a no for me. I'm gonna always have my pork bacon, y'all. I'll eat. You can take every other pork for me, but you try to take bacon for me, I'll rip your head off. Rah!
It looked like wax. It looked like
It's
wax.
dumb, right? It looks fake.
Just don't. It don't even look
Chicken
invited.
and turkey are a little and a little bit of and a little beef pork paws. Shut up.
I want him to go sit down somewhere.
I don't have a problem. I'll eat chicken. I'll eat turkey. I'll eat beef,
Yeah.
pork. Somebody was like, "Would you eat an elephant?" I said, "If you put an elephant in front of me, maybe if you didn't tell me it was an elephant, I'd probably eat it. And then if it was good, I'd eat it again. If you told me that's what it was after I ate it."
Yeah, it would have to be along those lines. You couldn't say,
It would
hey,
have to
that
be
just came
you
from
wouldn't be able
my
to say, "Oh,
elephant.
this is elephant," and I'd be like, "All right, I'm
Yeah.
gonna eat it."
Yeah,
No.
I ain't gonna be able to do that. No.
I but if I ate it, you told me maybe if you told me it was like chicken and I ate it, and then you tell me, "Oh, that was elephant," and I'm like, "Okay, that wasn't half bad. Okay, I'll eat it again." But that don't go for chitlins and hog maws. I don't give a shit how good they are. I'm not eating it.
But you know they say everything tastes like chicken.
That's what they say when you don't look. If you don't know what it is, if it's not beef, pork, or turkey, everything else tastes like chicken.
Everything tastes like chicken.
Everything else tastes like chicken. Oh,
Yeah.
what that tastes like? Chicken.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. But
Like
there's
people
also
like, what frog leg tastes
chicken.
like? Chicken.
Yeah, everything's supposed to taste like chicken. So yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Somebody had was like, "Have you ever had shark?" I was like, "No, but what does it taste like?" They was
Yeah,
like,
I ain't had
I guess it tastes like fish. I was like,
I said it tastes like chicken.
They did. Somebody was like,
I asked somebody like that. They said it tastes like chicken.
I'm like, so everything tastes. So why the hell are we eating all this other shit if it tastes like chicken? Just eat chicken. The chickens don't want to hear this shit though.
No. And the way we going, we still got a chicken shortage. So it's like,
I mean, they just out here making everything taste like chicken anyway. So why does it matter?
That part.
Yeah. We are actually at our 30-minute mark. Mm-hmm. So we have to take a commercial break. So if you or someone you know would like to start a podcast, this is how you do it.
Looking to podcast shows and do not know where to start? The Evening Rush Network can help you with that. Call us at 929-441-2417 or email us at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com for dates and prices. We got you for all your podcast needs. The Evening Rush Network. Tune in, subscribe, and share.
Queens of New York podcast.
We're back.
Y'all queens are looking awfully lovely today.
Thank you. I'll be trying.
We ain't come to play today.
It's the lips for me on you.
It's the lips on me for you to hear that. I just envy came through the
applying a little pressure. We got to apply a little pressure today.
I don't know if they ready, y'all.
Don't come for us.
How do you spice up your love life with or without toys?
Nice, slow, simple, mellow.
No judgment here. Yeah.
She was trying to do with that toy. I'm going to take it easy.
Spice it up.
Any suggestions when using different toys and stuff? A little bit of lube.
Playing with your nipples. Sucking on your neck.
Oh, my God.
You won't need nothing if it's hitting.
Naturally juicy, naturally wet.
Right? I ain't trying to be out of order.
I'm a pleasurable treat.
Don't be afraid to incorporate your partner into the play.
Get into it.
And that's the way to advertise in this role. We might not need extra partay.
It's Monday.
Real, raw, and uncut queens. Live on the Evening Rush Network.
All right, y'all. Pleasurable treats we'll be having. They're having a touched, teased, pleased event this Saturday. From 7 to 11, the only way you will get to know the spot is if you buy a ticket. It's BYOBB. Bring your own brown bag. And it's a they're going to show you a little thing, a little something. Get your ticket on Eventbrite only. This, we're having a Christmas toy drive. It's a Cause a Concern and Solution Network Inc. Toy Drive, December 17th at Amazora from 12 to 4. It's a superhero theme. The Evening Rush will be in the building. Envious Creations will be there with the snacks. Me and my mother will be there with our boutique. I think I might do a little massage. And I might have a little bit of something from Rainbow Refreshers there as well. So please come out with your kids. It's really not a drive. It's a giveaway. They will be giving away toys for children under 12. So please come through. Show us a little love at Amazora. It's also going to be live performances from Nequasia, Diamond V. DJ Soo Young will be on the ones and twos. They'll be having Dawn will be there doing live interviews because I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of running around because like I said, I got my own booth, and then I got to man the station with Dawn, and then I got to make sure Envy good. It's going to be a whole lot going on, so y'all won't be there. Please come with your kids and be prepared for a good time. Can I get a clap or something for that?
You be so slacking.
You know, all that talking I just did, and I wasn't getting shit. Producer man, what are you doing back there? But enough, look, enough food talk. I know.
Turn up.
The turn up is real. It's gonna be something else at Amazon on the 17th. Please, 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 please pull up. Pull up, pull up, pull up. Cause I don't wanna turn up by myself, y'all. If y'all don't know, if no one knows me, you'll get to know me. And you know, you'll know that I am the turn up queen. Okay. I'm always here for a good turn up. I am. I definitely am. I am a party animal. I like to dance.
Okay. Oh, and you went with the old school dance on top of that. Okay. There you go.
I mean, all the new school dances is at the bottom half. It's all like hips and whatnot. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. Once you get older, your hips start to hurt. I can't do the hips no more now.
That part. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Is that the wait? Yes, Nequasia will be performing her newest song. This will be her first time performing it. Diamond V has a Christmas song that everyone needs to hear. So please, 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 y'all come out. We're going to be live from Amazora, but it's best to be there. Best to be there to get the full effect. Oh, the single's called Love With You.
Okay. Dog, not with the lips on the roll.
Yes. You, that's how you know you're feeling it. Because if it's not in your face, you don't be like this. Who dances with a straight face like this? If you ain't got a screw face on, baby, you ain't really dancing.
Yes. You got to have the whole...
If you right, because if you dance real hard and you just like, people won't look at you like, what's wrong with her? Like, she don't look like she into it, but she into it. People dance that you either gotta screw your face up or you gotta smile real hard, right? When you dancing. He said you from Texas, so you just two step.
We do more than two step down here. Better
they do recognize. A lot of line dancing.
Oh, hold on. See, look, let me tell you. Because that hurts my spirit. This is probably one of the other reasons I don't go to clubs. Because goddamn, every damn song got a fucking line dance to it. Y'all don't sit y'all line dancing ass down. Lord, that be irking my... Every song and you just saying, I'm like, I don't want a line dance. I want to dance. Like,
that's it. I'm down... It's not just Texas. It's just down south in general. There's every song got a dance to it. You be like, but I don't know it.
I don't want to know it. I just want to dance. Like, goddamn it, if Belle Biv DeVoe Poison come on, I want to be like 90s. Bam! I don't want to be.
Yeah, and it's just so weird that sometimes the line dances, you be like, and what made you, what possessed you to do this to this song?
Yes. Why did you do that? Why?
But that's the thing now. Like, people make songs for TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there could be, that's how they go, that's how the song goes viral, because people make dances to them on TikTok. And they become a trend. So that's how people it could be an old song or a new song. People make dances to them. And I mean, that's how these musicians are making still money. Doing
They didn't whole open the door back up to R. Kelly left leg shaking all over again with the love dance.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a whole bunch of things. I was like, y'all know this song is like 20 years old, right? Y'all know this song is like 25 years old, right? Like, y'all wasn't even thought of when this song came out, right? Y'all know that, right?
That part. And some of them are cute. Some of them are like...
No, some of them are easy.
Yeah.
And then some of them, you like, who the hell did you think was about to repeat this with you?
Yeah.
We're not all dancers, damn it. I want to be part of the goddamn thing too, but shit, I can't do it.
Exactly, yeah. Because some of them might be looking at me like,
that's easy. I could do that. And then some of them might be like, there's no way in hell that my body could ever move at that.
That one out.
There are there are things that happen on all of these like videos, and I'd be like, my body could never at any age move like that. I could have never done that. Even at 15, when I was my most flexiblest, and I, you know, I was the best dancer here, I could never move like that.
Yeah.
It'd be killing me.
Yeah.
You know what really be killing me? When I watch gay men Vogue, I be like, how in the hell are you doing all that in heels? And I can't even do that in flat.
And they don't be in no 4-inch heels either. They be having some like 10-inch heels on. And baby, I've been and broke my neck, my ass, and everything else that's breakable trying to even.
I can't even think of when they be doing the little break the leg thing and they fall back. I couldn't
and even fall flat. Man, I just be like,
I've been and broke a hip, my knee, my neck, everything would be broke.
Broke. I'd be in a full body cast.
Good knee challenge.
Look, yeah.
See. I can get down, but it's very hard to get up.
And you know, once you turn 40, them knees don't be men like they used to back.
First
in the
of
day.
All,
they be out here.
Ooh, Meg knees. Let me tell you something. When Meg get 40, Meg not gonna have Meg knees. Cause at 23, okay, Meg might be 25 now. At 25, I had knees like that too. I could be on my tippy toes now. If I just gotta get down and then that's it, like there is no trying to work my way down. I gotta help and get there because they start buckling. And I be out here shaking like when motherfuckers be taking a picture. They be like, "Oh, you the smallest one." I will be standing there like,
"Ooh, that's flat down." You be like, "Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up." Yeah, no, I ain't gonna be able to do it. I know I got a bad knee from a sports injury.
Well, I don't know, but maybe they could. You know what? You know why 60-year-old women might still have those, might be killing it.
I've seen some.
They didn't have a drop down and get your eagle on, and they gay.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what did it for me. Because they play drop down and get your eagle on at every party. So what did you have to do? When Nelly said drop down and get your eagle on, you had to drop down and get your eagle on. So I think that's why I don't have them knees no more. I'm trying to think. My mama is in her, she around that age. So I'm trying to think, in her day, did they have a song where they had to dip it low and pick it up slow? No, they didn't. Dipping the road and starting to the 90s, 2000s, something in that area. That's why people 40 plus now, 40, okay, I'm going to say 35, 40. That's why all our names fucked up. Because we just had too many songs where they was do the ground. Who the hell? Luke was like, do the ground was like a 7-minute long song.
Baby.
Do you know how hard it is to have your hands on your knees doing one of these for 7 fucking minutes? That's why our knees is bad now.
Oh my gosh.
All these things about,
man.
All the songs back in the day, they all had knee work. You literally.
Man, you, yeah. Pop, 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 pop. Yeah. Yeah,
that was being lazy. We had, let me tell you something. It was never that bad for guys because women always had to bend over and hike up. It wasn't even just to bend down because you had to hike your ass because the guy was usually always taller than you anyway. So you had to bend down, hike it up. So you like working hard here.
Yeah. That was
that's
a calorie
why we got
burn.
bad knees burn. And bad backs. That's why it was all
that's
those
probably why a lot of us gained weight because dancing back like that, you was burning calories like a mug back then.
Hey, metabolism was fast.
Juvenile, back that ass up. Come on.
Ho, ho, ho. Bitch, it's still bad knees and all. Let me tell you something. Bad knees and all. If that come on, baby, you will see every 40-year-old baby. Hands on your knees. Baby. Hands on your knees.
Yeah. That's that last, that's like that last hurrah, man. Say.
Y'all was out there making babies. I ain't got no babies, so I didn't make no babies. I was just out there having a good old time.
I didn't make no babies then. I got two, but I didn't make babies then. Man,
no.
I was too busy dancing.
No, okay, so, not seriously, because I'm thinking, because Doodle Brown was had to be around 15, 16. Because I remember being at a house party, at somebody's house party. And that song, that was one of the songs that at 15, I was out of breath.
Yeah. That was a full body workout.
Baby.
Full body workout.
Baby.
That's literally.
That song is way too long to be a back that ass up song. Way too long.
Way too long.
Way too long.
But like, we were adventurous. We were adventurous then because we danced through that whole set, though.
Like, all right, now I need a break. Give me about 10 minutes. I'll be back. That's when you have to get up and get a little drinky drink. You
gotta get something to drink.
I'll be back for it. I'm going to get some punch. I'll be back.
Yeah, that part. Oh, yeah, that part. Man, that was a good old day.
Shake them titties, baby. Why would we listen to this?
You went to... Woo! You know, back in the day, which is funny, because, you know, the kids be trying to, my kids going up and the nieces and nephews, they be trying to throw that up. But y'all, look how y'all was dancing back then. Y'all complained about us twerking. But look how y'all was dancing. Listen to what y'all was listening to. Look
I know damn well. I swear to God, I remember listening to these things, but I don't think that I knew they were this raunchy. And I look back and I was like, why would anybody allow us to listen to this? Why was this shit even on the radio? Shake them titties, baby. Shake them titties. Back that ass up.
It's a whole lot of songs that I'm sure we should not have been singing.
I was singing Bump and Grind. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. I had no idea. I got a little old. I was like, R. Kelly was out here talking about sex the entire time. His entire album was about sex. I just thought it was like a little, my melody. I was like, yes. Now I was like, see, that was him being a pedophile. There you go, right there. He said it on every freaking song. He said, age ain't nothing but a number. That's what he wrote for Aaliyah. Going down ain't nothing but a thing. What? Girl, we was about the same age. You was what, 16? I was what, 14? You shouldn't have been talking about that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. When you think about it now, it's like, because I know, like, me growing up, it was like things I could sing or listen to with my mama that I couldn't listen to or sing when I was with my daddy. So I remember I'm in the car one day with my grandma and my uncle, and I'm singing Rick James, Give It To Me, Baby. And I got all the feeling.
No.
I'm singing it.
First of all, you can't sing anything Rick James. Rick James, all of his songs was about sex. Every last single one of them. What?
Baby, I was singing it with all my strength in the backseat, getting it. My grandma turned around. Grab, you don't stop singing that.
She Madea'd you?
Babe, she was like, she turned around, baby. If you don't stop singing that song.
I remember I was like super freak. She's super freak. Ow.
Yeah, all that. Yeah. When you think about the things that you,
I mean, even now. It's not like the songs today are any better. Cardi B out here talking about, with that wet ass pussy. So... Wah, and what we've been in the car like, you can't tell when that shit come on. I'm in the car like, what's up, wet ass pussy? Macaroni in a pot.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we jammed to some stuff that we definitely Definitely.
But yeah, I'm still thinking about the back that ass up. I'm thinking about the song. Be like,
I ain't gonna lie. That was my jam.
First of all, any woman that hears it when it's about to come on, doom. Immediately to the dance floor. Immediately.
As soon as you hear that first, doom.
Yeah, that's all you have to hear the first.
You could be mid-conversation talking to somebody. Oh, gotta go. Gotta go. I'll be back. There it is. And I hit the dance floor. That was my little club stint. Oh yeah, when that came on, it was a done deal.
No, you know why that, like, the video, it's like the visual, because the girl, she slim like me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, little booty bitches, get it. I was like, yes. Girl, you're working with some ass here.
Woo! Yes. The good old day. Oh my gosh, the good old days. Yeah.
Bend over, Rahul. You talk about bend over. Reggae? Yeah, my bitch. That one, yeah. Don't put on no reggae and no soca. It's over. Oh, baby. Back in the day. Back in the days when reggae songs came on, every girl wanted to do the spider on the wall. Where you put your legs on the wall and your feet and your hands are on the floor, and you're like, that's what the girls wanted to do. We was in somebody's basement with our feet on their wall. And there was some boy trying to get in between your legs. Do you see what the hell was going on back in the day?
Oh damn. Yeah, that wasn't good at all. That definitely wasn't good. We was kind of.
But that, like, I don't remember at 12, 13 years old thinking about sex. Like, I was just dancing. Like, it was just straight dancing for me. Like, we dancing.
Yep.
These kids nowadays, they be like 9, 10, talking about, yeah, I'm like, what is wrong with the youth today? Yeah, I want to have sex. You want to have what? Don't do it. Don't ruin yourself.
That was the crazy part, because it was like, back then, that's all we focused on. We was dancing. Like, I think in our growing up, we was like, who was the best dancer? Because you couldn't tell me.
Yeah, we was out here battle dancing.
Oak Towns 357. We thought we was the next one, boy. We was tearing the school dances up and everything. Like
Dawn said, we was putting holes in people's walls. We sure was. That you could never have a house party. Mm-mm, don't have a house party, because your walls will be fucked up. If there was no holes, there was damn near scuff marks for sure.
Well, damn.
For shit sure. You could best believe that. Or jean prints. They were brand jeans. You was damn sure they had some blue ink up against your wall, because somebody was up on there getting their grind on.
Oh, that's wow.
Yep.
That's serious.
We lived a different childhood than these kids will ever live. We had fun. They will never know what fun is. Told it, and it wasn't like your mother could just be like, come outside. She would have for your ass, or you'd have to make sure you knew what time it was. And she said, I'll be outside 10:15. Your ass better be outside 10:15, or your mama was coming inside and they were gonna turn off the music.
Looking for you.
They were gonna be like, Rainbow, your mother outside looking for you.
Yep. You're gonna get embarrassed.
You do not want to be that person. Your mama to be the one to come inside and be like, they looking for you.
Coming inside the house party. Like the movie house party in this room. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Mm. Or you don't want your mother to come inside and catch you dancing on the boy. And then just.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Because I know even for me to go to the school dances, my dad's a minister. So I had to get that whole lecture. You keep your hands.
Oh, and then you had to make sure there was a strap around for sure.
Keep your feet on the ground. Don't be gyrating. Don't this. I'm like, hell, how long is this going to be, bro? It was like 20.
Gyrating. Everything is gyrating when you dance, daddy.
But it was important to keep your feet on the ground. I was like,
okay, I won't let the boy pick me up. That's fine.
Yeah, I was like,
I mean, at the school dance, you can't do the spider. You can't put your feet on the wall. So the other only way my feet is leaving the ground is if the boy picked me up. Okay, he can't pick me up this time. I'm fine with that. It was crazy that's literally how we was dancing. Though we would have a boy would be in the midst of a party with a girl wrapped around his waist.
Wrapped around, yeah. Wow, we've seen.
Right, I caught that.
Look, we know you was fast, sir. I mean,
Dawn, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Count how many people's daughter you had like that. Just give a count on how many girls you had in that position.
Why, Nikki? Yeah. Yo, there is countless songs. Like, I'm not even going front. We come from an era with the best music. Period.
Oh, yes. I still listen to my 90s music,
on like a party, as far as party music, have the best music. No one can tell me any differently. Like, if I go to a party now and they play some new shit, I'd be like, all right. But they start playing some old shit, I'd be in there like,
oh, well, that's strike two because you didn't.
Y'all's preaching. Y'all's preaching kids, and you know what they say about them, right?
Preachers' kids get a bad rap because all preachers' kids don't act like that. I'm sorry.
No, oh, I know. Look, it's not just the two of y'all. My friend is a preacher's kid too, and what happened? She was pregnant at 14.
TK is not capping. TK is telling the truth. You know what? I was very green growing up, and I feared my daddy. Hell, I feared my mama too. Real talk. So then there's some people you just didn't want to get in trouble.
Tell the truth. My mother wasn't a pastor, and I feared her. So
yeah, I didn't like getting
in trouble. Wait. Let me stop talking like it's past tense. I still fear that woman.
Damn. I didn't like getting in trouble. I didn't like getting in trouble for my mama because the ass whoopings was real. And I didn't like getting in trouble with my daddy because daddy's a little girl. So
fathers tend not to beat, but they will lecture. And when you feel that your father's disappointed in you, it's like a total different thing. He might as well just whip your ass.
Mm-hmm. And my daddy the type
just whooped my ass because now I feel bad anyway.
And he the time he gonna cry with me, so we crying together. So yeah, no.
Don said everybody went to the road room to kiss.
No, sir, we did not.
She did not go to the road room. You might not, but some other people did. Is what he's trying to say.
They did. They did. What was that? Spin the Bottle was big back then.
What? Spin the Bottle. Truth or Dare.
Yep.
Truth or Dare. I think Truth or Dare was bigger to me than Spin the Bottle because it was, all right, I dare you to whatever the dare was. It was always something sexual. You'd be like,
always.
I pick truth instead. And then you'd be like, you know what? What's the consequence? Just tell me what the consequence is. Yeah. I'm just gonna, and then the consequence was always something sexual. So you'd be like, I give up. That's all y'all think about.
It was. Yep, it was. That was.
Consequence is you gotta, and it was, they always wanted you to kiss the person that you didn't want to kiss.
I was just gonna say that. And you always got stuck 9 out of 10 about to kiss the boy that nobody wanted to kiss, or the little creepy stalker boy that really
likes you. It's always the one that the boy who likes you, but you don't like him. And you like, You want me to beat your ass in here today?
That part is like, if you breathe on me wrong.
No, whoever was the consequence, whoever was like, you be like, you want me to beat your ass in here? Like, pick something else.
Yeah.
You know I don't like him. You know he like me, and you know I don't like him. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
It was out like here making things setup. Awkward for everybody. Yeah, back in the day, humping was a dry humping was very active before people started having sex. That was all people did. Dry sex, dry hump, and kiss.
Oh my gosh. Everybody out here goosing each other.
Boy would go home with blue balls. My mama called me. I gotta go. Gotta go.
That part. Oh my God. Too funny.
Now I'm thinking back to it. Like, why in the hell were we drunk? Like, what were we getting out of this?
Yes. What was we doing?
As a female, what did you feel when you were being dry humped? Oh, okay. Did you get a little tingle? Like, I don't think that. I'm thinking. I can't even remember to tell the truth.
No, I don't think that's what it was.
It was so long ago. I don't remember dry humping.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Damn, that's a good question.
That's a good question. Yeah,
What was it? Like, maybe on men because it was like a little rub, but. As Dawn always say, women are internal. So what the frick were we getting out of dry humping?
I think it's nothing.
Maybe it was just letting go to second base. Like, ooh.
That's not. Why you do that like a TikTok dance, though? Oh, my gosh. No, ma'am. You're in pure violation.
Things you did as a child, you'd be like, what? Why did I do that? Like, why is this something that every child goes through? Like, why? I really don't get why people dry hump. I don't get it.
Yeah,
and you're dry, you're on top of, like, first of all, you got your clothes on. So as a female, it was literally nothing for us. On a male, you might have just, you know, you could have, he got a little friction going on here, you know. But it was absolutely nothing for us. But guess what? In the time when it was happening, we was having a good time. We was having a good time because we thought we was doing something. We was thought we was being grown.
Yeah, we was being a little fast back in the day.
That's what that was. Just because we thought we was being grown. Anything back when you younger, I just want to grow up. If I knew then what I know now, I would have tried to stay a child.
Extended plan.
I might have tried to act like something was wrong with me, so my mother would never make me get a job. My mother couldn't make me get a job. I wouldn't have to go drive. I wouldn't have to do nothing. I wouldn't have no bills. I'd have tried to stay a child for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Independency. It's not all it's cracked up to be, people.
No, it's highly overrated.
Adulting? What they said, overrated. Adulthood is the worst hood I've ever been in.
Highly overrated. Man, it's highly overrated. Yeah.
Damn it, man.
Childhood moments again? Oh, yeah. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, like... Just being able to hang out with your, like, first of all, when you were a child, you had summer vacation.
Yes.
You didn't have to worry. You didn't have to worry about going to work.
Mm-mm.
You didn't have to worry about that.
No.
I just wanted summer vacation. Even teachers, some of them still don't have a summer vacation.
True. That is very
true. So some people become teachers so they can have a summer vacation and still don't have a summer vacation.
Very true.
But just being able to hang out with your friends. Like, these newfangled kids, do you know how to play spades, TK?
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta, that's one of the things you grow up and you learn.
I know a lot of people our age that do not know how to play spades. My man does not know how to play spades, but it simply could be because he was always out playing basketball. He didn't have time for card games.
Okay.
So his family is very big on basketball. He was always on a basketball team. He was always doing basketball all year long. So that's the only reason why I give him a pass.
Okay. Amen.
But these children nowadays will never know what it's like to just sit down and play spades with just friends and talk shit and be like, you's a renegga.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to teach him how to play spades, though.
I don't know. He's 40 now. I don't know if I could teach his ass how to play spades.
I don't think you ever too late to learn how to play spades.
I don't know.
I need you.
He'd be trying. Like, he'll play spades on his, like, on his phone. He'll play the automated spades. But we ain't got nobody to play spades with, so what am I teaching him for? We ain't ever going to play. And I don't think one of his friends know how to play spades either. I'm like, y'all are not black. I'm provoking y'all black hard because y'all know how to play spades. But then again, no one my sister age knows how to play spades either.
Wow.
So I'm like, when did y'all stop? It's technology, I'm telling you. They don't be playing card games. They don't play pity pat. They don't play goldfish. They don't play nothing. I'm like,
they play video games. Yeah, we have video games too.
I had a Nintendo 64. I had a Sega Genesis. I had all of that. But I
had an Atari.
I still bust my ass in some spades though.
Definite. Yeah. Definitely did that.
I'm versatile. I feel like 80s babies were born in the best generation because we have a little of the old and a little of the new.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we are the generation that we can connect the two, because people be like younger generations, I don't know nothing about an 8-track. I don't know nothing about a cassette.
Baby.
I know all that shit.
Yep. Hell, still have some.
I'm just saying. Yep, I feel like that's how I feel. Like we have versatility out here. We know a lot. We was here before they had a lot of technology. And we here now that they have a lot of technology. Yep. Remember when you used to have to remember when you used to have to record your music off the radio?
Radio and have to time it.
Have to press the two buttons at the same damn
time. And got the pause on. So all you have to do is just hit the pause button and automatically start recording. Hell yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know what? I have a VCR. I still have a VCR dual CD player. DVD player, CD player, DVD player.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's fight. Nostalgia.
I'm telling you, that's what's up. I know I was in Target a few weeks ago looking for some CD DVR stuff, and they had a record player in there. And I was like,
yeah. We're talking about being a child. Shit we used to do when we were children. That's what we talking about, y'all.
All excited. Hey, Diara. Hey, DW. Yeah, I got all excited. I was like, ooh, and they then up above them, they still had some, actually some records. They had records over there too.
Yeah, like they still do vinyl, but they also have record players that are Bluetooth. So you can still have the record player like in your house, but it'll Bluetooth to a speaker in the house.
That's live right there. Oh, shoot. That's what's up.
I mean, because they know a lot of people still want vintage type things. My, let me tell you, I don't know. My aunt had like so many vinyls. She has so many records. I hope that they're in the shed. And my mama didn't. My mama wouldn't have threw those out.
I think before
my aunt died, I think she actually sold them because places were looking for them. She had mad records. I think she made her some money off them. God damn it. But I'm going to go look in the shed and see if they're there, because I'm going to get me a record player too. I want a record player in my home. I feel like that's just something you should have.
I'm like you. I agree. Because it just gave me a whole vibe when it's in. I had the little key. I was like, oh, yeah. I got all excited. I was like,
Yeah. There's just certain vintage things that you want in your house. I do not want one of those big ass old TVs that we used to have. They can keep them shits for sure.
Yeah, no.
Those big old box TVs that weighed about 55,000 pounds.
Yeah.
They can definitely keep those.
What they call them, with the booty on the back. Yeah, we can.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big booty Judy.
Yeah, I don't want them.
What records you playing?
Man, I'm playing whatever. Definitely some old school.
You know what's crazy? That they know so many people want record players that they are starting to make vinyls for new artists.
Yeah. I think that's live, though. I mean,
some people just want that. Like, you gotta... If you know there's a market for it, why not do it?
Why not do
it? Make your money, honey.
Why not do it? You're right. That gave me a whole nother vibe. I'm gonna go look for me some stuff.
look on Amazon, I'm telling you. They have records and record players, and they're not even that... I know a couple of years ago, record players used to be very expensive. They were like $400 and $500. You can find them on Amazon for like $50-$60. Oh God! Yeah. If there was a scratch in your record, that shit was like do 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 do.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure was.
Do not let again. Don't let the needle break.
Solo
records I've been wanting, but I can't find it solo. Ooh, you probably gonna have to go to a record store, like an old school record store. You're going to have to go into some old hick town, find you a record store, and you'll probably get whatever you want out of there. I'm just thinking about all the old movies that used to have record stores and where they would just like really go through all these vinyls.
Like, y'all got me over here being nosy for real.
You might have to find that on like eBay or something like that.
I think so. Yeah.
It's probably gonna be used. That's you probably only way you're gonna get it. So you might have to look like eBay. What's the other one? Wherever they sell old shit. No, not necessarily, because it depends on the seller. Some sellers just be trying to get rid of their shit. Some sellers just be always trying to make a buck. You just have to make sure you get that right seller. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. Oh, see, I already found one that I want. This is not good.
Well, we are 15 minutes over our time, y'all.
We really are. He ain't said nothing.
We're having a good old look. Because you know why? Because we just chatting. Mm-hmm. This is like girl talk. That's what this was. But we're going to have to close it out now, y'all. But I want to say this was a really good topic. You know, at the beginning, we was talking about Thanksgiving and food and whatnot. And then second half, we got to things we used to like to do as kids. Shit we like to do, but maybe shouldn't have been doing. Who knows? But you know what? They made us the people we are today.
Definitely. Most definitely.
But I just want to thank TK for being my co-host today. Co-host with the mostest.
Most deaf. Anytime. You know, holla. Yeah.
Yes, of course, baby. But you got anything to say before you leave? Let the people know where you can be seen.
All right. I am TK of TK's Chronicles of a Black Sheep podcast. We go live on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central. We are on Facebook. Check us out TikTok. We're on Instagram. We're YouTube everywhere. We're audio on Pandora, Spotify, everywhere we are. So check us out. Tune in. And of course, I thank y'all for always looking out and considering me to be on with y'all. So I feel much appreciated.
Absolutely. You know, you already know. You family, baby. Oh,
yeah. Definitely.
And I just want to say thank you for everyone that tuned in, everyone who commented. Look, Daria, better late than never, right? Yeah. But yeah, and that's going to be it for us today here at the Queens of NYC podcast. Make sure that you tune in, subscribe, share, watch us on the eveningrushnetwork.com. Please download our app. And also, we are now on the Amazon Fire Stick, so please watch us on that. And that's it for us today. Y'all have a good night and peace out.
Queens of New York podcast.
We're back.
Y'all queens are looking awfully lovely today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be trying.
We ain't come to play today.
It's the lips for me on you.
It's the lips on me for you to hear that. I just MBK.
Applying a little pressure. We got to apply a little pressure today.
I don't know if they ready, y'all.
Don't come for us.
How do you spice up your love life with or without toys?
Nice, slow, simple, mellow.
No judgment here. Yeah.
He was trying to do with that toy. I'm going to take it easy.
Spice it up.
Any suggestions when using different toys and stuff?
A little bit of lube. Playing with your nipples, sucking on your neck.
Oh, my God.
You won't need nothing if it's hitting.
Naturally juicy, naturally wet.
Right?
I ain't trying to be out of order.
I'm a pleasurable treat.
Don't be afraid to incorporate your partner into the play.
Get into it. And that's the way to advertise in this world. We might not need extra partake.
It's Monday. It's Monday. It's Monday.
Real, raw, and uncut queens. Live on the Evening Rush Network.